to Talking Property with CBRE, a podcast in which our team of experts share their commercial real estate insights and industry-leading perspectives. My name is Amanda Steele. I'm the Executive Managing Director of Property Management for CBRE Pacific, and I'm your host for today's episode. Today, we're chatting about CBRE's latest research report, and it's a really good one. Neighbourhood Watch with Samir Chopra, Head of Research Pacific and ESG Asia-Pac, and Sue Fern Tan, Head of ESG. The report quantifies the benefits and opportunities from Better Neighbours ratings for Australia's office stock. This should be very valuable as investors build out their business case for net zero assets. Before we deep dive into the findings from the report, Sue Fern, can you briefly explain what Neighbours is and why is it so important?
Neighbours is a benchmarking tool that measures a building's operational efficiency. Buildings are rated annually and focus on metrics such as water, waste, energy, or indoor environment. And ratings are also catered for various building types, for example, hospitals, offices, and hotels. Neighbours is important because it recognises the difference between a base building and tenancies, and in doing so places the responsibility of consumption or performance on the right party. Neighbours is also important because a Neighbours rating will give you instant recognition on how an asset performs. And when you are buying or leasing a property, you'd want to know what you are inheriting.
Yes, most definitely. So Samir, let's talk about the report. We're all aware that office landlords have neighbours high on the agenda as occupiers prioritise energy efficiency, but what does the data tell us?
Look, we see four aspects of the benefits in the business case. Firstly, sort of lower operating costs, higher occupancy, higher rent, and more compressed yields. And now looking at each one of these in turn, you know, energy makes up about 10 to 15% of the operational cost of an office building. And energy costs are lower as a percentage of rent by 0.9 to 1.5% for premium and grade A offices, you know, which have a much larger share of high neighbors ratings. We also find higher occupancy rates. There's about a 4% spread between neighbors 5.5 and 6 star offices compared to their 4.5 star peers. And then if you move to rents, rental discounts apply for lower rated assets with premiums for the highest neighbors rated buildings. On yields, it's a little bit more complicated. Cap rates have traditionally been influenced by location within a city. You know, for example, is it in a financial district? And the greater the building. But energy efficiency is starting to become a bigger part of the story. So our report lays out some of these handy metrics for building owners to consider in their neighbours improvement journey.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Sue Fern, is this reflective as to what's happening on the ground in our cities? Are inquiries increasing or decreasing here?
It absolutely is reflective of what is happening on the ground. The demand for neighbours ratings is increasing year on year as its importance is understood. What started as a voluntary rating is fast becoming part of regulation as government as well as industry picks up on its value. Inquiries for neighbours ratings in our business are increasing, and we are seeing more types of neighbours ratings being asked for beyond the core neighbours energy and water ratings. It is fast becoming a commercial selling tool.
Yeah, brilliant. I found it really interesting in the report how vintage assets, those older assets, rated in comparison to the others built post 2000. Samir, what are the stats on their performance?
Yeah, look, you often hear the argument that older assets are hard to upgrade and they represent a challenge in Australia's quest on net zero. We actually found something really different. We did a deep dive on office buildings that were built prior to the year 2000. And nearly a quarter of these offices constructed pre-2000 now have a 5.5 or 6 star energy rating. Refurbishments and energy efficiency initiatives have driven much lower consumption. So just because an asset was built in the 1980s or the 1990s does not hold it back from pursuing energy efficiency.
Which is really great news. Sue Fern, when looking at refurbishing these assets, roughly how long is the journey to go from that lower star rating to a 4.5 star and above premium building rating?
It doesn't have to take very long at all. The approach that our teams would take is one that would optimise the operational efficiency of a building first and foremost before looking into any initiatives that would require any capital investment. These OPEX saves can decrease consumption by up to 30% and can be done almost immediately. Mm. When you add in some lower ROI CAPEX spend, such as LED lighting, you can push consumption down and ratings up even further. And then when you add a smart tech layer to that, such as real-time smart building analytics platforms, you'll be at near peak performance.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, Samir, for all those investors and office landlords out there, where's the best opportunity?
There's a good opportunity. We estimate that just over 1 million square meters, or about 15% of the footprint, is premium or grade A rated, but with a NABERS rating of 4.5 stars. Mm. And the opportunity lies within these buildings as prime candidates for energy efficiency upgrades. These are assets which command a premium rent. They have excellent occupancy, but could benefit from an improved NABERS rating, which is what their tenants desire.
Yeah, of course. It's clear that everybody needs good neighbours. But if you would like to view the Neighbourhood Watch report, go to cbre.com.au/research-reports. If you like the show and want to check out more, visit cbre.com.au/talkingproperty or subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you both for joining me today, and thank you for listening to Talking Property with CBRE. See you next time.